And here in Brussels, we will continue with a short briefing with the chairman of the spokesman for now of the military committee, Colonel Massimo Panizzi, who will join me at the table.
I wouldn't like to undertake
off the record.
May I? Massimo, I'll hand over to you.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you very much. So, good afternoon to everybody. As you probably know, the military committee meets at least three times a year in chiefs of defense format on the 4th and 5th of May, which means tomorrow and the day after. The military committee, led by the chairman, Admiral Di Paola, will meet for the second time this year in this format here in NATO HQ Brussels. Secure Admiral Stavridis and SACTI General Abrial will also be present tomorrow. They will be joined by VTC Link, by Komaisov, General Petraeus, the Afghan Chief of Defense, General Karimi, and the recently appointed NATO Senior Civilian Representative, Ambassador Simon Gass. The Commander of Joint Force Command Naples, Admiral Samuel Leclerc, will join in for the discussions on Libya. The Commander of Joint Force Command Brunsum, General Langeld, will participate in the session on Afghanistan. As usual, General Akan Siren, Chairman of the EU Military Committee, will also take part in discussions during several sessions. Participants from more than 50 nations, countries, will attend. To give you an idea of what lies ahead of the NATO military, I'll give you a quick overview of the topics the Chiefs of Defense will discuss. Partnership is key. And Wednesday starts with the specific sessions with our partners from Georgia and Ukraine. Building on the Berlin Ministerial, CHOD will explore further areas of potential military-to-military cooperation. Take stock of ongoing defense reforms and get feedback from their participation in NATO-led operations, which we consider very, very important. These meetings are followed by a meeting of the NATO-Russia Council with the military representatives assessing progress in their 2011 work plan. Following the January 2011 CHOD meeting, when Admiral Di Paola and Army General Makarov accepted the co-editorship of the NRC Consolidated Glossary of Cooperation between NATO and Russia, the glossary is now complete and will be signed immediately after the Wednesday meeting. I'll come back to this point later on. On the 4th of May, later in this afternoon, there will be the transitional informal meeting with the Secretary General. During this meeting, the SecGen will inform the CHODs on NATO's focus in the coming month, specifically with regard to next month's defense ministerial meetings. The first day, tomorrow, we'll end with a session dedicated to Operation Unified Protector in Libya. It will be the first meeting at the highest military level since the beginning of NATO's operations in Libya. And the most of our non-NATO colleagues, including some of the Arab partners, have confirmed their participation. CHOD will take stock of the current situation and will conduct an analysis of all military aspects of the operation. The second day, Thursday, 5th of May, will be dedicated to the situation in Afghanistan. Chief of Defense will receive briefings from SECURE, COMISAF, the NATO Special Representative, and the Afghan Chief of Defense, General Karimi. They will share their views on the transition progress and the expected military implications. They will also seek choice of views and the guidance for the longer-term perspective. After the ISAF session, Supreme Allied Commander Transformation General Abrial will cover three important subjects, strictly linked to the previous ones: education and training, building capability through multinational and innovative approaches, and the ways to measure effectiveness. From an operational point of view, these issues are NATO's glue and the basis for practical military cooperation within the alliance. They focus on interoperability, improvement of soldier security, and a more efficient use of resources, as Sekcen has stated many times. The final session will offer the CHODs a possibility to consider issues related to NATO's other operations, focusing on maritime operations. SECURE will update on Operation Ocean Shield and the Operation Active Endeavour. The outcome of the 165th Military Committee in CHOD session will be reported to the Council and will be instrumental to discussion in the upcoming Defence Ministerial in June. Concerning the media engagement, as usual, we have many of them. Wednesday, I will just quote to the main. Wednesday, meaning tomorrow, at 15:15, a joint press statement of Admiral Di Paola and Army General Makarov, the Russian Federation Chief of the Defense, in this room, the Luns room, following the SecGen's monthly press briefing. They will also present the fruits, as I said before, of 10 years of diplomatic labor, the NATO-Russia Council consolidated glossary of cooperation. Thursday at 7:45, you are invited to attend the opening of the ISAF meeting. The media pool pickup is at 7:25, just for your information. Thursday at 14:30, Admiral Di Paola will give a concluding press conference, again in this room. You already should have received a detailed and updated media advisory containing all the information required with the record to accreditation and where to get additional information. In case you did not receive it, please, you will find a copy in this room at the end of this meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attention. I'm glad to take your question, if any. Thank you very much.
AP.
Yes, Massimo, can you tell us what is this glossary? I don't think anybody understands what this means.
This is, as I said before, a new important tool of cooperation and I would say communication between NATO and Russia. It is a glossary of terms, but in a military and a political side, but mainly is about military activities that has been drafted to facilitate the communication in cooperating on military-to-military actions. And this signature represents really an important practical step in furthering this cooperation, because really having a common understanding of the main terms and topics is, in our opinion, fundamental. Tomorrow, the chairman and the admiral and General Makarov will explain better in detail. I don't want to anticipate too much on that.
Pascal.
To follow on that, you say glossary. You know my sensitivity to languages. Will it be in Russian too?
Yes, of course.
That's the point of a glossary, right? David.
I'm David Brunstorff from Reuters. Massimo, could you give us an example of the sort of terms that will be in that glossary to give us a flavour of it?
Again, I don't want to take the role of both the chairman and the general Makarov, and also I don't want to give you to many details, not because they are secret, but simply I don't want to anticipate what should be celebrated tomorrow. But, for example, counter-terrorism, for example, counter-piracy, cyber defense, ecco, this kind of term, security, security challenges, these kind of terms to be included, are included in the glossary.
I can hazard a guess that missile defense will be included as well. Will it?
Yes.
It's been confirmed. Very good. If there are no more questions, I'll let you go and file, and we'll see you all tomorrow, no doubt, for the Secretary General's press conference, followed by the CMC.
Thank you. Thank you very much.